whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. Years ago, I hunted some with a bow and arrow. I hunted deer, but I never killed one with a bow and arrow. I set up a target in my backyard with a bullseye, and I would practice. One day I was practicing, and I could never hit the bullseye. I was always off. I was using the same arrow over and over again. After 30 minutes of practicing and never hitting the center of the target, I was sort of discouraged and disappointed. I stopped practicing and began to notice the arrow. I saw that the arrow was crooked. A crooked arrow will never fly straight. No matter how much I practiced, no matter how hard I tried, I would never hit the bullseye with a crooked arrow. A crooked arrow will not fly straight. This made me think about a Bible verse in Psalm 51. King David had just committed adultery and had a man killed. In Psalm 51, he confesses his sin and he asks for forgiveness. But he says in verse 5, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." David realizes that he is a sinner from birth and that he has sinned because he is a sinner. He realized that it was not only what he had done, but what he was. He was a sinner, and he had sinned because of that. It was not only what he had done, but what he was. Sin is not first of all wrongdoing, but wrong being. I am a sinner, and because I am a sinner, I sin. Sin is not only a matter of action and works. It is something within the heart that leads to action. We should not concern ourselves with sin so much as with sin. Sins are but the symptoms of a disease called sin. And it is not the symptoms that matter without the disease, but what kills is the disease and not the symptoms. I was born a sinner. David says in Psalm 51:5, "But I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me." Years ago, I had a Bible study with a man that had a 3-year-old son. Every week, I would go to his house for the study. Sometimes when I got there, the man had the TV on, and when I would arrive, he would cut it off. The 3-year-old boy would then go and cut it back on, and this would usually go on several times. When the study was over, the man would at times turn the TV on, and the boy would go and cut it off. This also would happen time after time. When the father wanted to cut it off, the boy would cut it on. When the father wanted to cut it on, the boy would cut it off. Did someone teach him that? No. He does it because he is a sinner by nature. He has a sinful nature. Let's look at another example. At the beginning of the 20th century, a man had a job selling agricultural equipment. A new plow had just come out, and the seller had it in front of his store. A farmer came by and saw it and liked it. He thought that it would help them a lot on the farm. He asked the seller if he could bring it to his house and demonstrate it for his brother. The seller agreed to take it there so they could try it out. The man then said, "When you come, I am going to say that I don't like the plow, because if I say I like it, my brother will say that he doesn't like it and will say no to buying it. If I say that I don't like it, my brother will say he likes it and will buy it. When you go out to the farm, I will say that I don't like it, so my brother will buy it. Why was a man like that? Because he was a sinner by birth. David says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity." He was conceived by two sinners, and two sinners produce another sinner. Ephesians 2:3 says that we are by nature children of wrath. We need forgiveness, but we also need changing. In Psalm 51:1, David asked the Lord to blot out his transgressions, to forgive his sin. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing. Many people say that they forgive but don't forget. That's not true forgiveness. In Jeremiah 31:34 says, "And I will remember their sin no more." What a wonderful thing. God says, "I will remember their sin no more." My friend, are you forgiven? David then not only prays for forgiveness, but in 51:10 he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." He wants a clean heart. He wants a right spirit within. He not only wants to be forgiven, but to be changed, changed from within. A second question I would like to ask you, my friend, is, have you been changed? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." My friend, have you become a new creature in Christ? Biblical salvation involves forgiveness, but it also involves a change from within. The Holy Spirit comes to indwell a person, and they are born again, and they experience a change in their lives. Years ago, a lady came to our church, and later on, she was saved. After she got saved, her life began to change. One change was the following. She had three young children, and she would take them to the doctor, but she would not pay. When they got sick again, she would take them to a different doctor, and she would not pay, and she kept doing this. After she got saved, she was convicted that this was wrong and that she needed to go back and pay, and she did. It took her a while to pay them all off, but she did. She had been forgiven, but she had also experienced a change from within by the Holy Spirit. She was now a new creature. She hadn't changed herself, but the Lord had done something in her. My friend, do you just have religion, or have you been forgiven and changed? My friend, do you just go to church, or do you also have a new heart? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are you a new creature, or do you just believe in the existence of God? James 2:19 says, "Thou believest that God is one, thou doest well. The demons also believe and shudder." The demons believe in the existence of God, and they know who Jesus is, but they aren't saved. My friend, today, maybe you need to ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within you. Only He can do that. Maybe you need today to ask Him for forgiveness, to say, "Lord, I am coming back to You. I am turning away from my rebellion in my own way. Forgive my sin. Thank You for Jesus who died for me on the cross. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." Jesus came to a cross to pay for sins that He didn't commit. He took my sins and your sins, and He was punished for what we have done. Salvation is by what Jesus has done on our behalf. After He died, He was put in a tomb, and 3 days later He arose. He has power to change our lives and make us new on the inside. He not only offers forgiveness, but a new life, a change from within. Listen to the verse again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Listen to David's prayer. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. My friend, have you experienced that? Have you truly come to Jesus? Or do you just have a religion? Or do you just have a certain belief that God exists, that God is there? Have you the assurance that your sins are forgiven? Is there evidence of a change in your life? David prays and says, Lord, blot out my transgressions. He confesses his sins. He comes to God in repentance and faith. He comes knowing that only God can forgive. He comes and he receives the true forgiveness that only God can give. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins, the Bible tells us. But David also realizes that his problem is deeper than just having committed adultery. He is a sinner, he realizes. He needs a change from within. And he prays and says, Lord, create within me a new, clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. My friend, is there evidence in your life that you have a right spirit within you given to you by the Spirit of God? Is there evidence in your life that you are a new creature having been changed by the power of the gospel? The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It's not just a doctrine, not just a certain belief, not just a religion. It is the power of God unto salvation, power to change, power to transform, power to make new. My friend, come to Jesus today. Maybe you need to bow the knee before him and ask him forgiveness for your rebellion, for your having gone your own way and lived for yourself. Tell him today that you are coming back. Thank him for Jesus who died for you on the cross. Ask him to blot out your transgressions as David did, but also pray and ask him to create in you a clean heart, to renew within you a right spirit. My friend, salvation is also forgiveness. It is also a change from within because Jesus rose from the dead and he has power to save. My time is gone. I'd like to leave an email address if you desire to get in contact with us. You can write SPIV 6327 at bellsouth.net. I'll repeat it. SPIV 6327 at bellsouth.net. SPIV 6327 at bellsouth.net. Thank you for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.